Certainly a big hit for the band Midnight Oil here at 8464 CA and, of course, the Dead Heart. Well, today is First Responders Day and we featured some interesting stories this morning and, I guess some very confronting stories about some of the things that people who are first responders and what they have to deal with and, of course, what happens after what's occurred to them in the line of duty. And I guess that's one of the things that we're really considering today. 34 years ago, a fireball erupted in the sky above Far North Queensland and our city in a workplace disaster on a scale unprecedented at the time. About 3:30 p.m., Monday, August 17, 1987, a liquefied petroleum gas storage unit just near Cairns City had basically caught fire and caused what's called a blevy, a boiling liquid expanding vapour explosion. Now, a guy who'd been a mechanic and he ended up in the front line of duty, only into the job for about 2 or 3 weeks, was a local called Stephen Reynolds. And I think this is a great example of the type of things that first responders need to do and often, you know, make a supreme sacrifice just in the line of duty. This is a replay of an interview I actually did with Stephen a couple of years ago as part of our 20 greatest defining moments here in Cairns. And definitely Stephen Reynolds, a man who very much could have lost his life in the line of duty that particular day.
Well, I was just pretty happy to be still around afterwards, but I could see the state my hands were in. But what I didn't know was how bad my facial burns were or whether I had respiratory burns. It's not a nice feeling to see all the skin peeling off your nose and face and not know what's happening, especially when people don't want to look you in the eye.
That's usually an indication that things are not too good.
Yeah, well, I sort of thought the worst, but it didn't end up too bad for me. But,
and what about inside? Because you actually would have got a lot of heat right through the throat and into the lungs as well.
Yeah, well, I was pretty lucky that when it happened, I basically tore the branch, like the nozzle and the hose, out of my hand.
Yeah.
Out of my hands, so basically rolled into a ball. I was kneeling behind the pipe with the other firefighter, and basically put my hands over my face because I didn't have any protection for my face. I wasn't wearing breathing apparatus, so put my hands over my face and basically put my head down between my knees and just held my breath for as long as I could. But I was pretty lucky as far as respiratory burns went. They were only relatively minor, I guess you'd say.
What about the plastic helmet that you had? Because I believe you were wearing a plastic helmet, and I understand that melted.
Yeah, the good old MSA helmets, they were a bit basic. basically just a plastic hat, yeah, and it all wrinkled and part of a internal harness in it because we didn't have flash hoods in those days to protect our faces or our ears or anything. But the plastic harness tried to glue itself to my scalp, which wasn't very funny at the time.
And I believe that you were actually evacuated to Brisbane, is that correct?
Yeah, two of us were flown to Brisbane that night. Mm.
Do you still have any injuries at all? Is there anything apart from possibly a few visual things that affect you on a daily basis, Stephen?
Not really. You know, you're conscious of it when you're doing certain things with your hands ears still pretty sensitive from the skin grafts. That's probably about the worst thing that I can imagine, being skin graft, continuous ringing in the ears ever since.
Gee.
Which is no fun, but anyway, I'm still around, so that's the main thing. I've always considered myself very lucky, like the nurses in the hospital were saying, you know, what are you so happy about? And I'd just say, well, I'm still here, you know, it could have ended up a lot worse.
An incredible guy, and I guess a perfect example of that selfless attitude and the sense of humour. First Responders Day, and if you know somebody who is a first responder, pay tribute and consider some of the things that they have to deal with in the line of duty. News is next at 8.
Hi, Ken's Daniel here.